Just over 230 of the 39,129 students registered to sit the Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT this year have requested special accommodation. Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean explains the type of support being provided to these students. She also has some tips for students on exam day. Dr. McLean was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
Special accommodation means that they need some kind of support to assist them in being able to complete the examinations. Accommodation include needing somebody who can read the questions or who has to do the shading in while they read and decide what the answers are. Special accommodation could also mean that they have to take frequent breaks and somebody has to monitor, take them to the restroom and so on. Of course, the accommodation is granted based on a report that we get from the doctor to indicate the nature of the special needs. That report has to come in. It is analyzed by our special needs education officers and a determination made as to the best support that will assist that student. In addition to that, from year to year, we find that there are some students who are just not registered. Unfortunately, they are just not registered. We call them turn-ups. We can't say how many of them are going to be turning up, but I am appealing to our parents and our teachers, if there are any such cases, there are set procedures. We ask that we do not disadvantage the students. Let us give them a fighting chance. So if there are those who are out there who have not been registered, who have not received any timetables, we still need to get that information. And if
so the students are registered.
They should not just assume. And that is why after the exam becomes the topical thing that is taking place in the communities, you'll find that some students will just turn up for the exam. But I want to assure our parents that the Ministry of Education is catering to all our students, our grade 6 students. And so if they turn up, we will try as best as possible to accommodate them. I also want to indicate that the examination is a very serious activity. And parents should not only seek to support their children for the 2 days of exams, they should do it right through their lives. And so we are asking our parents not to congregate at the examination centers on the morning of the exams. You take in the children, you allow them to go to the examination rooms, and you go on your way to work or your business. It's not a very good practice. It builds up the anxiety, and it also creates a lot of logistical challenges for the teachers themselves, who must make sure that things are organized and coordinated in a particular way where the students can be settled quickly and they can go through that process. I do not have to remind our parents that they should ensure that their children sleep well the night before, ensure that they have a very good breakfast, do not overeat, but just enough, and just to ensure that they have the correct tools, they will need their pencil. I normally refer to the HB, number 2 pencil, which works very well. You do not have to press too much, and it shades very well. And also, just to remind our students not to have any stray marks on the answer sheets. The stray marks sometimes will be picked up by the scanners when we are scanning those answer sheets. And depending on where those marks are, the scanner may just pick up that mark and not the correct answer. And so it's important that they do not do any kind of rough work on the answer sheet itself. The answer sheets are already pre-slugged, meaning that the information is already on the answer sheets. So all they need to do will be to shade in the correct answers. And so, Ian, if our students follow these basic tips and if they just refocus their mind, see it as a part of the growing up process, I am sure they are all going to be doing very well in their examinations. And of course, after Thursday and Friday, they will at least have a little break as they await the results.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.